Boker Tov, and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. We are now on Ketubot Daf Ayin Bet Amud Bet, and the Mishnah, which within Perek Zayin is Mishnah Zayin. And this is a sugya that will take us over the course of two podcasts to complete. So if a man gives Kiddushin to a woman with an explicit condition that she has no Nedarim, and it turns out she has Nedarim. And the pickup from this, of course, is from the previous Mishnah, where a woman who is Noderet, may be cause for divorce without Ketubah. But here he made an explicit condition, turns out she has Nedarim, Einak and Kodeshet. Kinsas Stam, Mitzuah Nedarim. If he married her without a condition, but it turns out she has Nedarim, Tetzei Shalob Ketubah. She can be divorced without a Ketubah. That, of course, means that she does need a get, and later on in the Gemara we will try to clarify, if this marriage is really considered a marriage, why does she not get a ketubah? And if it is not, then why is there a need for a get? Amanachein b'mumin. Let's say he was mekadesh her on condition that she has no mumin, no physical defects or deformities. V'nimtzu'u b'mumin, and then turns out that she has a namakudeshet, like any other condition. Kinsas stam, but if he married her without explicitly making that condition, v'nimtzu'u b'mumin, again, tetzei shelo b'ketubah. And again, we have to see why. Now, parenthetically, kol ha-mumin ha-poslin be-kohanim, poslin be-nashim. If you take a look at the Mishnah in Masachet Bechorot, and start by looking at the Torah in Sefer Vayikra Perek Chaf Bet, you could see some of the mumim that invalidate a kohen for avodah. Those same mumin apply to a woman, and we will see later on that there are some added. We'll see that in the next podcast. Okay, now, the first thing the Gemara points out is that there are Mishnah shows up twice in Shas, once here and once in the third parak of Masachet Kiddushin. Utanan Namigabi Kiddushin Ki Agavna. In the second parak. Achak Tubot Itzturichale. So the answer is that the Mishnah is really a compound Mishnah that includes both issues of Ketubah and Kiddushin. So here, because of the Ketubah aspect that's needed, the fact that it is cause for divorce without a Ketubah, Tani Kiddushin Atu Ketubot. So they mention the Kiddushin incidentally. Hatam Kiddushin Itzturichale, in Masachet Kiddushin, the issue that the Kiddushin are uprooted is what's necessary. Tanak Tubot Atu Kiddushin, so they mention Ketubah also. Now, Amar Yochanan Mishumar Bishimon Ben Yehot Sadak. Be'elu Nedarim Amru, which Nedarim were they referring to in our Mishnah? And we'll see in a minute that it's not so clear which clause he's referring to. Shalot Tochav Asar, Shalot Tzayan, Shalot Tzitkashet V'gdei Tzivonim. Eating meat, drinking wine, not wearing fancy clothes. These are all things that we refer to as nedarim sheish ben inui nefesh, things that are really ones of self-deprivation, as opposed to some arbitrary nether like, I'm not going to go down that street, or I'm not going to go into that person's house. Tanya na me'achav, elu nedarim amru. We have a brayta that says the same thing. Nedarim sheish ben inui nefesh, lo tocha basar, shlo shtayayin, rishlo titkashet v'dei tzivonim. That's the brayta, same as Rabbi Yochanan's quoting his Rebbe Moshe ben Yehud Tzadak. Now, Havi Bara Papa, or Papa was commenting on this Braita, and said, ahai, what is the Braita referring to? Ilem Aresha, if it's referring to the first clause in the Mishnah, where the man made an explicit condition about Nidarim, since the man is clearly Makpi, that his wife should not be a Nadranit, therefore any Neder should fill the ranks. Ella Seifa, so Papa concludes that Rabbi Yochanan's comment and the Braita's comment must be referring only to the Seifa, which is the default case. When a man marries a woman without a condition, turns out she has Nedarim, those particular Nedarim are cause for divorce without a Ketubah. Now, Rashi Amar Liolam Aresha, he goes and says, no, it's referring to the Resha. Rashi says, we sort of enforce your own attitude and say something that people in general are upset about, that your objection can be reasonable. Meaning to low kapti by inshi, but something that people are not generally, don't generally object to. A woman takes a netter that she won't go down a certain block. What does the husband care? Well, havek peidek peida. He says, your own personal objection is a juk barosh, as we say. It's some sort of craziness. And we're not going to take it into account. That is, if you think about it, something of an extravagant position to say that you can make a condition in Kiddushin. But in some cases, your condition is going to be ignored, not because it violates the spirit of Kiddushin, like Mekadesh Amnat Shein Lachal Asher Ksut Ve'ona, and not because it's a condition that's impossible, but rather because it's a condition that we generally think is just unreasonable or not common. All right? Itmar, Kitchal Tami Kinsastam. This is the topic that's going to take up our attention most of this podcast. What if a man is Mekadesh Al Tanai and then marries her without repeating the Tanai, and then, of course, it turns out that she has Nadarim? Rav Amar Tzvichai Menu Get. Rav says that now she needs a Get, which means that somehow the marriage, without restipulating the condition, is considered to be something of a removal or blows away the original condition. Shmuel says no, the original condition remains. If it turns out she has nadarim, then the kiddushin are uprooted and there's no need for a get. Now, Amar Abaye. Abaye comments on this. Lo teima tamid Rav kevin shenikinsas tamachuli achle l'tnoi. Don't think that Rav's reason for saying that she doesn't need a get is because since he married her, he was mochal l'tnoi. In other words, that he has effectively said, you know what, that tnoi I made, forget it. That's not what happened. Ela tamid Rav v'sheinu damoseh bilato bilatznut. He ended up with the same conclusion, but Rav's reasoning is not that the tnoi has now been changed and erased, but rather that a person will not make his bi'ah bi'ad znut, which means that when the man has the bi'ah with her, when he marries her, is that his bi'ah is l'shem kiddushin, and therefore it's as if he's saying, I am accepting this kiddushin, even if it turns out that there are nadarim. Okay? Look at Rashi. Rashi points out, of all the inyan mamona, but tanai ikai. The tanai remains. All right? So that means that, for instance, if it turns out that she has nadarim, then he does have cause to divorce her without a ktubah, but there is a need for a get because he doesn't want his bia to be a bia znut. All right, that's Rav. Now, hapliga bacharazimna. Wait a second. This machlok at Rav and Shmuel, which effectively, the way Abai is reading it is, that Rav's position is that when a man has bia, he intends it to be as proper and efficient and effective as possible. And Shmuel says, no, it's always predicated on the original agreement. That's a machloka we already had. The Mark Tana Shalom Miana Vihigdila. So you have a girl who had Kiddushik Tana, and she did not do Miyun when she came of age, and she grew up. Amda Venise, and then she went on her own, went and married some other man, without benefit of Miyun, of course, it's too late, and without benefit of Get. Rav Amar Ein Tzricha Get Misheni. Rav says, there's no need for a second Get, meaning a Get from the second guy, because her Kiddushin to the first guy are 100% valid, and therefore the second guy's Kiddushin just can't happen. Shmuel Amar Tzricha Get Misheni. Shmuel says she does need, so how is this the same case? Because in each case, Rav is saying that the bia that the husband has with her is a way of substantiating the kiddushin, even if the earlier arrangement was questionable. So in our case, when the earlier arrangement was made al tanai, but Lenny has bia with her, that bia says, in spite of the tanai, we're saying we're married anyways, even if it doesn't play out. And Shmuel says, no, the later bia is predicated on the earlier condition. If it turns out she has nadarim, then there is no kiddushin. Same thing here. Rav said, you married the girl when she was 7, kiddushin ktana, it's the rabbanon, but she continued to live with you, and now she's 14, you've had bia since she was of age. We assume that bia now blows away the ineffectiveness of the kiddushin that existed till she was a gedola, and now she's perfectly married. If she wants to marry somebody else, it's nothing. Shmuel says, no, the later biyot are all built upon the original kiddushin, and therefore it's still weak kiddushin, and there's still room for someone else's kiddushin to be chal, at least enough to necessitate a get. So the same machloket appears twice. The answer is tricha. We need both machlokot. If we only had the machloket in that second case, I would say, that's the reason that Rav says that the earlier condition is blown away, because he didn't make a tanai. But in our case, where he made a tanai, I would assume that he agrees with Shmuel, that the original tanai is what really drives the relationship, and nothing's changed. And then, of course, to complete the tzvichuto, we just flip it over. If we only had our case, that's just inverted. Now, we're still trying to settle Rav and Shmuel. Tanan, our Mishnah says, Kinsas tam nimtzuah le'nedarim, tetzei shelo biktubah. So our Mishnah says that if he marries her without condition, and it turns out she has nedarim, then tetzei shelo biktubah. Now, does that mean ktubah hu lo baya hagita baya? So she doesn't get a ktubah, but she does need a get, which means kiddushin are valid. Now, for a minute, before we go ahead, look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah presents, in the first half, which is about Nedarim, it presents two clauses. HaMakadosh HaYishal Menachem Elal Nedarim Nitzual Nedarim Arei Yezem in Mekudeshet. And in addition, it had the second clause, which is Kintzastam Nitzual Nedarim Tetzei Shelo B'Ketubah. The question is that one case or two? Meaning, is it one case, you're Makadosh El Tanai, and then, however the marriage happens and we don't deal with it, it turns out she has Nedarim, or should we say we find out she has Nedarim after Kiddushin, before Nisuin? And the second case is a totally independent case. Kinsa Stam, you marry a girl without making conditions, like we all do. Kiddushin Stam, Kinsa Stam, everything else. Turns out she has Nedarim, so that's cause for Tetzei Shelo B'Ketubah. Or to read it as one case. Amakadosh HaYishal Menachem Elal Nedarim. And it turns out immediately afterwards you find out she has Nedarim, the Kiddushin are uprooted. But if, on the other hand, that same girl, you never found out she had Nedarim, and you married her without mentioning the condition, and then it turns out she has Nedarim, then maybe you say that Tetzei Shelo B'Ketubah. In other words, maybe our Mishnah is only talking about one case. And that is exactly the case that Rav and Shmuel are debating. So now, we read it this way, and we say, my love, kichal tanai v'kinsa stam. So isn't our Mishnah referring to one case? We have makadosh al tanai and then kitsa stam, right? And nonetheless, the kiddushin are valid, so much so that you need to get the tiyuv to the Shmuel, and Shmuel has now been rebuffed. The answer is no. Kitsa stam, v'kinsa stam. Our Mishnah is talking about an independent case. Makadosh al tanai is one thing, and then kitsa stam means kitsa stam v'kinsa stam. Everything was stam without a tanai, right? Kitsal tanai v'kinsa stam. But if indeed you are Makadosh al Tanai and then married her, Hachinami to Labayagita, then indeed you wouldn't need to get it all because the original tie would still be in force. So that supports Rav. But if that's the case, Adetani, Hamakadosh di Shabanachin Alana Dorm, Tzual Alana Dorim, and Mekudeshet. So once you have the opening line of the Mishnah, Litni Kinsa Stam, and Tzual Alana Dorim. Why doesn't the Mishnah take something which is a bigger Chiddush? Which is that if you're Makadosh al Tanai and Kinsa Stam, Ain no get, and then Kal v'chomer will be the case where your Kones al Tanai or before Nisuin found out. V'chol sheken ha, so the answer is Hachinami kamar. So we'll say that indeed is how it's read. Hamakadosh di Yishal Menachem Elal Nedarim Kinsa Stam Nisual Nedarim Ein Mekudeshet. So there's some who read the Mishnah really as being that case. If you Makadosh di Yishal Amanach Ein Aleha Nedarim and then Kinsa Stam, then in a Mekudeshet, that's the case. In other words, our first half of our Mishnah is a case where Mekadosh al Tanai and Kinsastam. Good. Now, Kinsastam, V'Kinsastam, Tetzei Shelo B'Ketubah. And then the second case is a case where everything was Stam. Right? Ketubah lo baya, Hagita baya. Alright, so in the second case where there was no Tanai whatsoever, then it's full Kiddushin. And that, of course, is supportive of Shmuel, that says that if you're Makadosh al Tanai, it doesn't matter what happens afterwards, the Tanai continues. Now, Umash Naktubar Labaya, Damar Iev Shabisha Nadranit. So let's take a look at the whole case. We say that in a case where everything was Stam, that we certainly agree about, that if everything was Stam, then Tetzei Shelo B'Ketubah, which means you need to get, but not a Ketubah. And when we learn the Mishnah, I ask the question, if this is a proper marriage, then why does there's no Ketubah? And if there isn't, why is there a need for a get? So the answer we're giving provisionally is, Tamar Yevshibi Sharandranit, I never could have married a woman who makes Nedarim like that. So Yachi Nami, get Nami Lotibai. So if that's the case, then there should be no need for a get, because basically he was saying this is Kiddush HaTod. So I'm a Rabba Tzricha get me Divrayim. Rabba says what it means is Midrabanin you need to get. Pchenim Rav Chista Tzricha get me Divrayim. That's Rabba and Rav Chista. Their take is that really there's no issue here at all, but we need to get me Divrayim so people should not think that marriages are dissolved so easily. Rava Amar Tana Sfuki Masafkile. He says no. Rather, our Tana is Besafek in the case of Kinsa Stam, and it turns out she has Nedarim. What's the status? We don't know whether the marriage is valid. So, Gabe Mamon Lakula. Ketubah is a din of Mamon. And what do we do anytime we have a case of Sufik Mamona? We go Lakula. And Lakula is that the husband is not Chayav Ketubah. Gabe Isura Lachumra. But as far as the Isur of Eshad Ish, we go Lachumra and necessitate a get. Now, Amar Rabba. Rabba then throws a monkey wrench into the way that we've been reading Rav and Shmuel up until now. He says, the Machloket Rav and Shmuel about starting out with a Tanai and then ending up without a Tanai, and whether or not, as in Rav's version that negates the Tanai, or shall we say, blows away the Tanai. And in Shmuel's case, in Shmuel's position, it doesn't. The machlok is b'taut shtei nashim. That's only when you have two different women, meaning that you're mekadesh a particular woman al tanai. And then you divorced, you didn't divorce, it doesn't matter. And then you married another woman, stam. In that case, Rav says that the second marriage is independent, and no tanai holds. And Shmuel says, no, the tanai on the first woman will affect the way that we should understand your relationship with the second woman. But when it comes to one single woman where there was such confusion, then for sure there's no need for a get, and the original tanai remains. Now, Amar Abaye. Abaye turned to Rabbah and said, our Mishnah, the Mishnah that we're operating from, is all talking about one single woman. There's no two women here. And we used it to counter Shmuel's position. Later we readjusted. In other words, the Gemara understood that our Mishnah speaks to Rav and Shmuel. And Rav and Shmuel, if they're only talking about a case where there's two different women, then our Mishnah doesn't relate to it. Elit mar hachin mar. So Abaye says, this is how you should read it. Amaraba machloket p'taut isha achat ke'en shtei nashim. The Rambam says the machloket is when it's one woman similar to two women. What does that mean? Where it was one woman that you betrothed, and then you divorced her, and then you married her again, so it's like two women, and the original betrothal was al tanai, and then later when you married her, you didn't make a tanai, and Rav says it's a new marriage, and Shmuel says the original tanai you made clearly defines that at least in your relationship with this woman, you wanted there to be this tanai, and it holds. But if it's only one single woman, then there's no get, which by the way means that we're going to have to read our Mishnah as being about a woman who you betrothed and then divorced and then married, and that's the only way that our Mishnah will speak to that case. Now, Etave Abaye. Abaye challenges this whole read of Rabbah by saying, these three cases, your Mekadesh or Bataut, we'll see what that means, or your Mekadesh with Kiddushin with money that's not significant enough, Pachot Mishava Pruta, or a kid, a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old boy was Makadish. Even though after the kid was of age, before they married, he sent nice presents to the girl before he married her, which we would then perhaps argue now as a gadol he has sent more than a shavapruta that would operate as kedushin. The answer is ena makudeshet. There's no kedushin here. Why? Shemachmat kedushin rishonim shalach. When he sent this, or when the guy was Makadish Pachot Mishava Pruta, or Bataut, and then afterwards they sent proper stuff, they were sending it based on the original Kiddushin. And the original Kiddushin were, of course, faulty, which means that these gifts don't mean anything. Vim Ba'alu Kanu. But if they had Bia, then they're Konet, just like Rav. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Im Ba'alu Lo Kanu. He disagrees and says even the later Bia doesn't help, because it's all built on the original thing, which was insignificant. Now, here you have a case of one single woman, and she was married with Pachon Shavruta, and then the guy sent gifts, and then they had Bia, and there's a machloket whether or not it works. Upligi. So we see that that you can't say that there's a consensus that when it's only one single woman, the original fault or the original deficiency carries through even after Bia, because here we have a machloket. So my love, Taut Nadarim, aren't we talking about when we said in the Braita that Kitcha B'Taut means he assumed there were no Nadarim and there were really Nadarim? Isn't that the Taut that's there? And that, therefore, in our particular case, we see that even with one single woman, there's a machloket about whether the later Bia trumps the earlier deficiency or not. So the answer is no. Taut, Pachot Mishavapruta. The Taut was the fact that it was less than Shavapruta. It already said that in the Braita. So there's two different cases. The answer is Perusha Kamefarish. No, the second case is not a new case. It's explaining the very ambiguous term Taut. Kitcha b'taut, ketzad, what's taut? Kengonche, kitcha b'chom mishava pruta, or a katan. And in other words, both of the deficiencies that are mentioned in that braita are deficiencies of money, either the amount or the age of the fellow giving it. And even though later on he sent, as a godel, the proper amount, nonetheless, we say it was all based on the original one, that everybody agrees with. And also, even if they had bia afterwards, that bia is still built upon the earlier thing which is deficient, according to Rabbi Shmuel, and therefore the kiddushin are no good. According to Chachamim, it is good. Now, so if it's not about Nedarim, what is the disagreement about? The first Tana holds, everybody knows kiddushin with less than Shavaputa are meaningless. Therefore, when he did have Bia, he was Boel. This is my kiddushin. Rabbi Shmuel says, listen, not everybody knows that kiddushin on Tov is Pachas Shavaputa. Haraya, he was Mekadosh for Pachas Shavaputa, and I'm going to try to fix it. When he had Bia, he was having Bia based on his original Kiddushin, not trying to create new Kiddushin. And therefore the whole thing is no good. Now, Etave, we have a challenge again to Rabbah. Hareini bo alayich amanat shirtze Abba. The man says, we're going to have Bia, but it's only Biat Kiddushin if Abba rotze. Alfi shelo ratza av mikudeshet. Tanakama says, even if father doesn't want mikudeshet, because when they actually do have the Bia, it seems to be that he's blowing away that condition. Here we say that the father's consent is still a player. And it sounds like, it's again one single woman, and the question is whether the later Bia will trump the earlier condition and the earlier deficiency. Pligi. The answer is Hatam Mahakami Palgi. The machlok, it's not about that. The machlok is about the phrase Adshi Yirtza Abba. Marsav Amanachi Yirtza Abba. What does that mean? Amanachi Yishtoka Av. That means as long as father doesn't protest, if he's silent. Vahashatikla, the father was silent. Marsav Amanachi Yomar Abba Hain. The other fellow says, no, you know what Amanachi Yirtza Abba means? Father has to actively consent. Falam Abba Hain, and now father didn't consent. So in other words, we are assuming here in Ukimta a circumstance where the man said, I'm not sure it's Abba. They had Bia, and when father found out about it, he didn't say anything. So the machloket is not about whether a later Bia trumps the earlier deficiencies in the Kiddushin, but rather what the meaning of the phrase Adzir Tzabba is, meaning it's a very local machloket, and does it mean that as long as father doesn't protest, or father has to actively consent? Okay, we'll keep going. Etave, another challenge to the notion that Rav and Shmuel's machloket is only about Shtei Nashim or parallel to Shtei Nashim, and when it's one single woman, the original tie remains. In other words, Rav would not hold his position. Modim Chacham the Rebbe Eliezer, that's something we're familiar with from Yevamot. Biktanashe Sia Avia Venit Garsha. A man marries his daughter off when she's a Ktana. Those are Kiddushin Doraita. And then she got divorced. That's Gerushin Doraita. And now she has that unique status of being a living orphan, meaning an orphan while her father is alive, meaning that the father has no more purview over her, but she also doesn't have dot. And what happened? Then the husband took her back, but now these kiddushin are weak kiddushin. If that husband dies, she cannot have yibum with his brother. Because the Isser of Eshet Ach is Doraita, because she was originally married to this fellow. And this fellow's brother, the Isser of Eshet Ach, continues even after divorce. But the mitzvah of Yibum is very weak, because it's coming from present, currently weak Kiddushin. And so therefore, they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that Choletzet Velomit Yabemet. Mnesha Girusha Girushin Gmurim, because her original divorce, the divorce she had was a complete divorce. But when the husband took her back, now she doesn't have dot. Father can't marry her off. Therefore, this kiddushin is weak, right? Now, Chachamim then did not go all the way with Rabbi Eliezer. They said, "Bamed mamurim shigirshak shiktana machzirik shiktana," and they have to add one more thing to that. This is talking about a case where the guy divorced her when she was a ktana, and then he took her back when she was a ktana, and by the way, he died when she was a ktana. Habagirshak shiktana machzirik shigdola. If he divorced her as a ktana and took her back as a gdola. Ochshech zirak shiktana ugad laetzlor. He took her back as a ktana and she grew up with him, which means she came of age while she was still with him. And assuming she has bia after that point, umet. Ocholetz and omit yabemet. Then Chachamim say that chalitz and yibum are both on the table because, after all, now she has full kedushin. Mishur Eliezer amru cholitz and omit yabemet. Rabbi Eliezer says even a situation like that we don't allow yibum, and it makes it sound as if again, within the case of one particular woman, we have a machloket whether or not the later bia that happens under the ideal conditions of both of them being gedolim, etc., trumps the deficiency in the earlier kiddushin. It sounds like Rabbi Eliezer says it doesn't, and the original kiddushin, which are weak, are maintained. The answer is Hatam Nami Vahakami Palgi. Here we have, again, a local machloket. Marsar Adam Yodeshen Kiddushek Tana Klum. Chachamim say a man knows that the Kiddushek Tana he had when he brought her back were meaningless, relatively, doraita meaningless. Gamar Baal Hashem Kiddushin, and the Bia that he had with her after she was of age, that he intended Lashem Kiddushin. Omar Savar, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Ein Adam Yodeh Hashem Kiddushek Tana Klum. A person doesn't automatically know that. Chi Kabal, Adatari Kiddushan Hashem Kabal. So when he was having Bia with her that whole time, it was Aldat, the original Kiddushin, which of course were weak, and therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, she cannot have Yibum because the Isra of Eshet Ach is Doraita, and the Mitzvah of Yibum is only really Drabonim. Now, Itmar Nami, which of course you can't have, Itmar Nami, Amar Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Yochanan, Amar Kaddish Al Tanai Uba'al, Divrei HaKol, Einat Tzrichai Menu Get. So this supports Rambah, who says that if you're Mekadosh Al Tanai and then you're Boel, then you don't need a get, because the Tanai is still there. So Eitav Aracha Bered Rav Ika Barachte, so his own nephew asked him, Chalitza Mut'et Ksheira. Remember Chalitza Mut'et from the end of Yivamot, is when they would try to trick the guy into giving Chalitza, and we had one version of it, and then we came to another version. Ezwe chalitza mutet. Our first idea of what a deceptive chalitza is. Rishalakish goes shomerlo chalots lach uvachat hakonsa. Rishalakish said, you know what chalitza mutet is? It's when you tell the guy, give her chalitza, and that's how you can marry her. And then once he gives her chalitza, is that, you know, fooled you, and now she's free to go. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Anisho now. I learned that benshin kaven hu velun kavnahi, benshin kavnahi velun kaven hu, chalitza tapsula. We learned in Perak HaCholets in Yivamot that Rabbi Yochanan said that they both have to have kavanah for chalitza. And since this guy's intent is that this is how he's going to actually marry her and not get rid of her, therefore the chalitza is no good. So Rabbi Yochanan says chalitza mutet is something else. Kol she'omer lo chalots la amanat she'tien lach 200 zuz. So what we do is we tell the guy, listen, you give her chalitza, she'll give you a lot of money. Right? And so he gives her chalitza. She doesn't give him the money. It doesn't matter. It still works. So what do we see from here? That since the guy did the chalitza, that means that the tanai is blown away. And we should say the same thing about the bia. And then challenge Rabbah, who says that everybody agrees that in the case of one single woman, that the tanai is gone. All right. So that seems to support Rav. Here that says that the action blows away the tanai. All right, the answer that we give is Amalei Barbe Rav. So the uncle said to his nephew, "Kid, Shaper Kamart, you think you said so good? Mechte kol tanai mehecha gamrin." And where do we learn the laws of all tanaim from? Mitanai b'nei Gad uv'nei Reuven. That's an important sugya in Kiddushin, the third parak, Taf Samach Gimel, of the tanai the b'nei Gad uv'nei Reuven made with Moshe and Bamidbar Lamed Bet. And one of the five rules that we get of how to make a tanai from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven is tanai de efshal kiyume de shliach ki hatam have tanai tanai. If a person makes a tanai that could be fulfilled through a shaliach, for instance, Yoshua will give them the land, even though Moshe made the tanai with them, then it's a valid tanai. So efshal kiyume de shliach ki hatam lave tanai. And therefore, as a result, any tanai that cannot be fulfilled through a shaliach does not fit the valid rubric of a tanai. And therefore, in this case, when the guy said "Arei ani choletz lach amanat shetin l'matayim zuz," doesn't fit the rules of tanai at all because nobody else can do chalitza. So he turns around and asks the nephew asks his uncle, "Abiyad lo efshal kumi adei shaliach ki atam?" After all, bia can never be done through a shaliach. Right? And our entire discussion has been predicated on the idea that the Bia is perhaps going to trump the Tanai or not. The answer is Hatamishum Deitko Shavayot Lahadadi. The reason that Bia works within the rubric of Tanai is because of all forms of Kiddushin are compared to each other. And as a result of that, since it works with Kesav and Shtar, therefore it does work also with Bia. We'll pick up the sugya at this point in the next podcast and continue to the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Everybody should have a wonderful day.